Hi, it's Dave. So the FUD rages on against Tesla and Elon Musk. Sometimes I feel like we live in a world filled with mobs and memes, and the whole world seems connected online via this alternate universe of tribal warfare. It kind of reminds me of a video game sometimes. Anyways, after my last video, I had tried to clear some of the FUD against Tesla and Elon Musk, and after doing so and reading a lot of the comments, I realized how deep some of the misunderstandings really go. For example, Tesla makes some money on regulatory credits every quarter. However, most people, or a lot of people out there, think that these regulatory credits are somehow government subsidies given directly, right, to Tesla by the government. The reality is each government or different countries around the world, some of them have some strict standards against, you know, carbon emissions from cars. And if certain automakers don't meet those strict standards, then they have to pay some fines. But in order to avoid those fines, these governments have set up a system where they could buy these certain emission credits from other auto companies that don't give much emissions out of their cars. And that's what's happening here. Tesla is getting the vast majority of the regulatory credit sales from other OEM manufacturers, not directly from the government. Further, sometimes the government does give a tax credit or a rebate for an electric car, but that's usually to the customer directly, and Tesla is not getting right that money directly into their balance sheet or into their accounts. Further, a lot of people think that Tesla doesn't make any money on their cars, and that's kind of crazy because Tesla has been profitable for many, many quarters. The other thing is Tesla brings in billions of dollars every year, right, in terms of selling their cars. For example, over the past four quarters, Tesla brought in over $36 billion in revenue. And they're making a healthy gross profit, right, between 20 and 25%. And that's leaving them with billions of dollars of gross profit. Even after covering their operating expenses, they still have profit and they have great positive free cash flow. And so there's so much, I guess, misunderstandings. The latest kind of, I think FUD or fear or misunderstanding that's come out this past week is that since Tesla has lost their former president of auto and their president of heavy trucking, Jerome Guillen, now that Tesla is really in trouble. Now, I want to kind of tackle this in different views. So first off, Jerome Guillen was the former president of auto for Tesla, which is a huge role. And I think Jerome will go down in Tesla history as a super important person who played some crucial roles. For example, early in the day, back in the day in 2014 or 15 or so, Jerome Guillen was head of Tesla sales and service, a hugely important role. Next, he came back after a hiatus and he really helped Tesla ramp the Model 3. He was working on the Tesla Semi, but Elon brought him over, and he really was the person responsible for building an assembly tent that really turned the corner for Tesla in their ramp of Model 3 in 2018. Afterwards, Jerome was promoted to president of Tesla Auto, and largely because Elon needed somebody to take care of the entire supply chain and the hundreds and hundreds of suppliers all around the world. And to have someone with the title of Tesla president, right, or president of auto, really would help that cause. So we learned recently, a few months ago, that Jerome had stepped down or was moved into president of heavy trucking, and now that he's left the company, according to a company filing. So in many ways, I'm actually somewhat disappointed or saddened, actually, that Jerome is leaving, because I've met him several times over the years, and he seems like a great guy. So there's this one story back in the day where early Model S's didn't have backup lines in the backup camera, and my actually Model S didn't have that either, and I actually ended up backing into a wall because of that. But eventually, Jerome, after pestering engineers, found a solution to actually add backup lines in the backup camera, and that was something actually Jerome was super proud of. Further, he was ultra responsible. I remember meeting him at Autonomy Day and questioning him, asking, hey, is the Shanghai factory going to be on time? I doubt it. And he's like, no, it's going to be on time because it's under my watch and I'm going to make it on time. That's the way Jerome operated. Further, Jerome knew how to work with Elon. There are certain times where you push back with, you know, the math and the logic and the physics, et cetera, with Elon. But there are other times where you actually don't push back because you give Elon the benefit of the doubt and let him, right, experiment and take actually the responsibility for his actions. Anyways, all in all, I think we're going to miss Jerome. And I believe he will do well wherever he goes. And I wouldn't be surprised, actually, if he ends up head of a large auto company in the future. And he does a great job because I think he's learned a lot of great examples that have been set at Tesla. But I also want to bring up the other side on why I think Tesla will do fine and what most people aren't getting about Tesla. I think Tesla as a company isn't structured like a typical large company. Now, Tesla has 80,000 employees. However, they are an extremely engineering-focused company, which is actually quite unique. And they're driven by ambitious projects and goals that all bring things together. Now, it's the combination of these two things simultaneously, right? Being so engineering focused, but also hugely ambitious with projects and goals that set Tesla apart, I think, from the rest. Many other companies are planning focused. They're management focused, right? You bring in your MBAs, you bring in your accountants, your CFOs. Other companies are very marketing focused, right? However, for Tesla, they're very uniquely engineering focused, where they're pushing big improvements. They're looking to release new and better products constantly. And a lot of the departments actually report to Elon directly. Now, this is another kind of unique thing about Tesla. Usually a CEO just delegates everything to his VPs or senior VPs, and they take care of all the things, and the CEO just takes care of the vision. However, with Elon, he's directly involved with so many different areas of engineering because he wants to combine the minute details of the power of engineering together with the bigger context of giving audacious goals and ambitious goals to drive forward progress and innovation. So, one question is like, how many direct reports does Elon Musk have? I would guess that Elon probably has 10 to 20 or even more people directly reporting to him. But it's not just reporting, right, in a typical company. Rather, Elon is actually hands-on. He's actually meeting with his direct reports and their teams. And he's actually in engineering meetings most of the time, most of the day, where he's giving feedback, trying to help engineering problems, and combining that with giving the teams audacious, ambitious goals to really push those engineering developments forward. Now, all of this works together. So when someone like Jerome Guillen leaves the company, or let's say, like previously a few months ago, steps down from president of Auto, I think the process is actually quite different compared to what would happen in other companies. In a lot of other companies, key execs, right, the management team holds the vast majority of the processes in their hands. And it's very, I guess, management driven. However, in Tesla, because they're so engineering driven, right? Let's say a person who's overseeing or managing, right, a team or even factories, et cetera, they can leave, but however, the engineering stays the same. And Elon is there to actually guide the whole process, keeping these teams accountable and giving them audacious product goals to continue their innovation and development. So in my opinion, I think it's actually easier at Tesla for someone competent to step in to these crucial roles when another exec leaves, because the person just needs to be kind of engineering focused. They need to know how to lead engineering, and they need to be open to shooting for the stars. Now, the reality is that in an 80,000 person company, sometimes things do get messy. There are disagreements. There could be irreconcilable differences at times. And further, who knows? People have different timing and stages of life. Not everyone wants to work practically 24/7 all the time for years upon years, even after reaching some level of financial security and freedom. So in my opinion, Jerome Guillen has been a fantastic contributor to Tesla. He's going to go down in the Tesla history books. Now he's launching onto his next stage of life and career. I wish him the best. Tesla wishes him the best. The whole Tesla community acknowledges his contributions over the year. At the same time, Tesla, I think, isn't going to fail because of this, because one exec leaves the company. In fact, I think Tesla will most likely be completely fine. All right, I hope this video has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like, subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also active on Twitter, and my handle there is HeyDave7. We'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.